From Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Gene Engany with a novel from 1908 by James Oliver Curwood entitled The Wolf Hunters. Chapter 1. The Fight in the Forest. Cold winter lay deep in the Canadian wilderness. Over it the moon was rising like a red pulsating ball, lighting up the vast white silence of the night in a shimmering glow. Not a sound broke the stillness of the desolation. It was too late for the life of day, too early for the nocturnal roamings and voices of the creatures of the night. Like the basin of a great amphitheater, the frozen lake lay revealed in the light of the moon and a billion stars. Beyond it rose the spruce forest, black and forbidding. Along its nearer edges stood hushed walls of tamarack, bowed in the smothering clutch of snow and ice, shut in by impenetrable gloom. A huge white owl flitted out of this rim of blackness, then back again, and its first quavering hoot came softly, as though the mystic hour of silence had not yet passed for the night folk. The snow of the day had ceased. Hardly a breath of air stirred the ice-coated twigs of the trees. Yet it was bitter cold, so cold that a man, remaining motionless, would have frozen to death within an hour. Suddenly there was a break in the silence, a weird, thrilling sound like a great sigh, but not human, a sound to make one's blood run faster and fingers twitch on rifle stock. It came from the gloom of the tamaracks. After it there fell a deeper silence than before, and the owl, like a noiseless snowflake, drifted out over the frozen lake. After a few moments it came again, more faintly than before. One versed in woodcraft would have slunk deeper into the rim of blackness and listened and wondered and watched, for in the sound he would have recognized the wild, half-conquered note of a wounded beast's suffering and agony. Slowly, with all the caution born of that day's experience, a huge bull moose walked out into the glow of the moon. His magnificent head, drooping under the weight of massive antlers, was turned inquisitively across the lake to the north. His nostrils were distended, his eyes glaring, and he left behind a trail of blood. Half a mile away he caught the edge of the spruce forest. There, something told him, he would find safety. A hunter would have known that he was wounded unto death as he dragged himself out into the foot-deep snow of the lake. A dozen rods out from the tamaracks he stopped, head thrown high, long ears pitched forward, nostrils held half to the sky. It is in this attitude that a moose listens when he hears a trout splash 3/4 of a mile away. Now there was only the vast, unending silence, broken only by the mournful hoot of the snow owl on the other side of the lake. Still the great beast stood immovable, a little pool of blood growing upon the snow under his forward legs. What was the mystery that lurked in the blackness of yonder forest? Was it danger? The keenest of human hearing would have detected nothing. Yet to those long, slender ears of the bull moose, slanting beyond the heavy plates of his horns, there came a sound. The animal lifted his head still higher to the sky, sniffed to the east, to the west, and back to the shadows of the tamaracks. But it was the north that held him. From beyond that barrier of spruce there soon came a sound that man might have heard, neither the beginning nor the end of a wail, but something like it. Minute by minute it came more clearly, now growing in volume, now almost dying away, but every instant approaching. The distant hunting call of the wolf pack. What the hangman's noose is to the murderer, what the leveled rifles are to the condemned spy, that hunt cry of the wolves is to the wounded animal of the forest. Instinct taught this to the old bull. His head dropped, his huge antlers leveled themselves with his shoulders, and he set off at a slow trot toward the east. He was taking chances in thus crossing the open, but to him the spruce forest was home, and there he might find refuge. In his brute brain he reasoned that he could get there before the wolves broke cover.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?